Well, Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency has lashed out at the U.S. for postponing a major international conference on banning nuclear arms in the Middle East.
Is that the unilateral decision by United States for postponement of this important conference is a serious setback to the NPT and also disregard of unanimous decision which was made in NPT 2010 in New York. And therefore, we said that there was another also mistake, a historical mistake. In Geneva recently, we had preparatory committee, and in that preparatory committee, which was another chance, let's say the last chance, again, Americans and a couple of others were not following the expectation of the countries in the region.
Sultania was referring to the conference that was supposed to take place in Finland's capital, Helsinki, last year. He also said the U.S. and Israel are to blame for creating a deadlock over the issue. Sultania's comments come after a meeting of the IAEA's 35-nation Board of Governors in Vienna. The meeting was meant to find ways to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. The IAEA criticized several countries for not cooperating fully with the agency. Well, we're going to cross over to Minneapolis. Joining us via Skype is Professor William Beeman. He's with the University of Minnesota. Professor, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at the comments made by Ali Asghar Sultani over here, he has called this a historical mistake on the part of the U.S. and its allies. What do you make of that?
Well, the United States is really not prepared at this time to enter into a major conference on nuclear disarmament in the Middle East. Primarily because this would call into question the nuclear arms that Israel actually possesses, and this is a very difficult situation politically for the United States to address. And not only that, but the United States has also been instrumental in providing nuclear technology to certain states in the Persian Gulf. And bringing that into question is also problematic with regard to a comprehensive conference on nuclear disarmament. So I would say that the United States is simply not prepared right at this time to deal with these issues politically within the United States, and it would be a very difficult situation for them to do that.
Right. Now, this does raise the questions over the hypocrisy and double standards of the U.S. On the one hand, as you mentioned, the U.S. is arming Israel with nuclear warheads. Also, it is stonewalling efforts for the evolution of the NPT and its implementation in further conferences. And on the other hand, it has forced numerous countries to abide by the NPT and what it stands for. Where does the U.S. then find the legitimacy to do that?
Well, that's a really good question, because the enforcement of the NPT is actually a little bit unclear. We have to find some body that actually is able to enforce the provisions of the treaty. Right now, for example, the United States continues to claim that Iran is in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, when in fact it is not. And during the conference in Vienna, we had General Director Yuka Amano talking about the fact that there were still a lot of things that needed to be resolved with regard to their relationship with Iran, and of course Israel is not a signatory to the NPT at all, so anything that Israel does falls completely outside of the bounds of that treaty. I would take exception to the statement that the United States is providing nuclear arms to Israel. We don't know that. As far as anyone knows, the world is fairly certain that Israel has a large number of nuclear warheads. But as far as anyone knows, that has been developed internally within Israel and has not been supplied by the United States.
Right, and Professor Beeman, very quickly, if you can, do you think that the International Atomic Energy Agency could be that neutral body, so to speak, in trying to implement the NPT in bringing about a world free of nuclear weapons?
Well, unfortunately, the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, has become heavily politicized, largely under pressure from the United States. It was much more neutral under Mohammed El-Baradei. But under the current administration, it's become very heavily politicized, and they're being called upon to do things with regard to the control of and inspection of nuclear technology that falls well outside of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Their job really is only to determine, first of all, whether nuclear materials are being used for military purposes, and second, to determine whether there's undeclared nuclear material that exists in any given country. That's all. And so the IAEA has in its reports continually referred to technology that, for instance, might possibly be used for making a nuclear weapon or might lead to a nuclear weapon. This is completely outside of their purview. And so the actual functioning of the IAEA is really called into question. I'm afraid that they've really done a lot of work which calls their credentials into question. We hope that this will be resolved.
Okay, that was Professor William Beeman with the University of Minnesota joining us via Skype from Minneapolis. Professor Beeman, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.